Republicans gain ground in Texas, Nevada, U.S. Senate races. Poll, read the headline over a Reuters story by Maria Caspani yesterday. Caspani wrote, the poll showed Republican U.S. Senator Ted Cruz holding the support of 49% of likely Texas voters, well ahead of the 44% supporting Beto O'Rourke. A September version of the poll had shown the two essentially even. There's a structural advantage for Cruz. It's amounting to 5 or 6 points. This is not a purple state. This is a blood-red state, said Larry Sabato of the University of Virginia. The Reuters Ipsos UVA poll was conducted online in English from October 12th to 18th. It surveyed at least 1,137 people in each state, the story reported. The problem Republicans and sane people have in Texas is the large number of newly registered voters. These newly registered voters would not have been on the lists used by pollsters, and while they may not cost a race at the top of the ballot, these new voters could cost important U.S. House races as well as state legislative and local races where such races are running close, and there are several of these across the state. We're at the end of the districting decade, and thus many areas have had big demographic changes over the decade, which could cost some Republicans their seats, especially if we do not have a very large turnout of GOP voters. Don't let the left gain ground in Texas. Early voting's underway. Get all your friends out to vote. If you're in Lubbock this Thursday, the 25th, come join us as I broadcast Pratt on Texas from Southwest Aqua Sports on North Frankfort Avenue. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.